Broward and Palm Beach County officials are scrambling to prepare for an influx of migrants. The federal government said it will send hundreds of migrants to both counties indefinitely. It's an effort to alleviate population surges on the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrants brought to Broward and Palm Beach counties won't be in detention. They'll be processed and given a court date. They'll then have to find housing, work, and whatever else they need to hold them until their cases can be heard. Palm Beach County Mayor Mac Bernard says that's a lot to ask of a county that's already struggling to house its residents.
We are already dealing with a homeless situation. We're trying to provide our residents in the county affordable housing, trying to create jobs for our residents, but now they're bringing their crisis at the border to Palm Beach County.
The two counties are each expecting 135 migrants per week for the foreseeable future, starting in 2 weeks. And the governor's office said it was not informed of this decision. The office also said Florida counties do not have the resources to accommodate an influx of migrants. And the Southeast Overtown Park West Community Redevelopment Agency held a groundbreaking ceremony today. The ceremony marks the beginning of construction on a new affordable housing project in the Overtown area of Miami. The two townhomes consist of 3 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms each. Cornelius Shiver is executive director of the CRA. He says the project is crucial to a better way of life for Overtown residents.
City of Miami, Miami-Dade County is one of the most expensive places to live, to rent, and to own. So the main benefit is bringing affordable housing, homes that are affordable to the community.
The CRA is expected to sunset in 2030. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.